Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us talking Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball broadcaster and host of Unfiltered on the Bleav Podcast Network, Casey Stern. Casey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Anytime, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing great. Casey, in doing a couple talks with different people, the one team that keeps getting brought up over and over again, San Diego Padres, as a team to watch that could make – they made the run last year, but really could take the championship. Your thoughts on the Padres as the season starts today, opening day, and that is a team a lot of people have faith in that they could win it all.
Well, clearly San Diego has spent a lot of money, guys. I mean, you think about what they did in you know, obviously signing Manny Machado and locking him up long term, and before that, bringing in Xander Bogaerts and paying him $280 million, which, whether it's an overpay or not, this guy's actually been one of the more underrated stars in the big league since his time with Boston. Going back to really during last year, bringing in Soto and a number of other moves, including on the manager side with Bob Melvin at the helm, which has been a big change for them in his first, now going into his second year. I think for San Diego, the question is, you know, can they outlast the Los Angeles Dodgers during the regular season to win this division? The Dodgers have now nearly a decade straight been in charge of the NL West, and obviously it's a lot easier sledding when you get to the postseason to not be the wild card, though obviously San Diego thwarted that last year, was able to get past LA and come postseason time. So I'm curious to see whether or not, especially with the injuries, the Lux issue that the Dodgers have, no Bueller this year, their pitching is questionable in a lot of spots. The Dodgers lineup doesn't have the beef in it, losing both Turners, Trey and Justin. That battle between the Padres and Dodgers for the NL West this year is going to be one of the ones to watch across the big leagues.
Casey, another team you hear a lot about is the Mets, and they made a nice run with it last year, really did, and caught a lot of people by surprise in doing so. They go out this offseason, they get Justin Verlander. Now, he's got an injury he's dealing with now, but that's another team that, you know, the Yankees are always going to get shade thrown on them, always, because, you know, you're in New York, you got one of the superstars of the game playing, and, you know, and he proved it again today. But your thoughts on the Mets?
Yeah, look, I think New York, you know, first of all, you know, in both cases, you've got World Series aspirations. You know, the difference is for the Mets is that I think, you know, coming off of last year, now the expectations are much higher. You know, clearly they lost Jacob deGrom, but they bring in Justin Verlander, who, by the way, is coming off of Cy Young. Now we'll have at least a couple of weeks into the season, and, you know, who knows, maybe longer than that without him, as he will miss some time. Max Scherzer, who went today, and until the sixth inning where he gave up three runs, was brilliant. First five, hadn't allowed a run, and just a hit total. Kodai Senga, who they brought from overseas, who certainly is a guy who's got potential to be a frontline rotation starter. So the Mets, as long as they keep healthy enough with that age at the front end, are going to be able to pitch at the front end. The question now is where they didn't have a question, and that's missing Edwin Diaz. I mean, look, you know, no one's Mariano Rivera, but the year Edwin Diaz had last year, you could make a case is the best year any closer in this sport has literally ever had. Statistically, it probably is statistically the best year a closer has ever had in this game. To lose him, especially after just locking him up to a 5-year, $100 million contract, it's a big loss for the Mets. How they deal with that on the back end of the bullpen will be one of the immediate questions and probably season-long questions to follow with the guys in Queens.
Casey, my question is in the AL. I feel like a lot of the times there's a little bit of overturn from year to year in the MLB, but if you look at the division winners from last year with the Astros, the Yankees, and the Guardians, do you see any of those teams faltering and losing their division? Do you see any of these teams that may kind of move up in the standings and maybe take their divisions in the AL?
You know, the Central is always hard to answer. I mean, the Central, you need therapy every year for the AL Central. I mean, you know, God bless Terry Francona, is one of the greatest managers of all time. And getting what he's gotten out of that Guardians team, and they've got some good players, including Jimenez, who they just locked up long term. But, you know, the Twins have been a disappointment now, like, four of the last 5 years. The White Sox, a disappointment, two of the last 3 years. Who knows whether or not maybe they actually come with it this year. I'm going to say the Guardians certainly should be the favorite. In the West, I think Seattle is a team to watch, and in the East, Toronto is a team to watch. Both those teams are capable, if things go right and their young players step up, to really be in it to win it at least the whole year, with chances to win the East in the Blue Jays case and the West in the Mariners case. Seattle's going to have, you know, coming off of last year, they made the playoffs, guys, breaking the longest, you know, schneid that we've had in Major League Baseball. They've got the All-Star game this year up in Seattle. They got Julio Rodriguez, one of the most exciting players in the game. They did a good job in the offseason. I would pick the Astros and Yankees, but I think the Mariners and Jays are both going to be right there in it to win it all the way into September with a chance in each of those two divisions.
Give us a name or two, a young kid breaking in that you think will make a big impact in Major League Baseball this year, you know, because, well, we see it here. At LSU, you watch a guy like Paul Skenes pitch, and man, Austin, man, just unbelievable what you're seeing here. Give us a name or two for people who maybe don't follow the minor leagues quite as closely that could break in and have an impact for teams in the major leagues.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're a little bit spoiled off of the last couple of years in this sport. There's not going to be a Julio Rodriguez type this year. You know, one guy that comes right to mind for me, especially because he plays for a team that is going to have a chance to win the whole thing, and that's Hunter Brown of the Astros. You know, the Astros, probably two guys I would watch. One, Christian Javier, who we saw really develop down the stretch last year. I think you can make a case he outpitched Framber Valdez and Verlander in the playoffs and was brilliant the second half of the season. He's a guy who could be a Cy Young candidate in the American League, even though they lost Verlander. Hunter Brown is a stud. 24 years old, very small chance last year down the end, and was great in the minor leagues, throwing near triple digits, all kinds of breaking stuff that falls off the table. And you want to talk about tutelage. I mean, everybody who is in that Houston program, everybody talks about what they did in terms of the cheating and whatnot in 2017. But the growth of every pitcher, what we've seen out of Framber Valdez, what we've seen out of Christian Javier last year, Luis Garcia, so many other guys who have come up outside of just the Verlander who they brought over going back 6 years ago, now with his first year with the Mets. Hunter Brown, I think, is the next in line. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a Rookie of the Year winner in the American League, and he probably would be my pick to win that award if I had one before the season began.
So sticking with kind of the young talent thing here, Casey, I wanted to ask you about a team that I think is kind of a dark horse in the AL, and that's the Baltimore Orioles. Bringing up Gunnar Henderson this year, Adley Rutschman is already off to a great start, and then Grayson Rodriguez, their young ace in waiting is what I like to call him. I want to get your thoughts on Baltimore, because I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking them. I think they have a real shot to maybe make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and I mean, it continues to come. I love, you know, Jackson Holliday, who they just drafted one overall. I mean, they continue to really stack in years to come. But, I mean, Gunnar Henderson, this guy's a stud. And he's got that it factor where you just know, I mean, dynamic plays defensively, pop, runs the bases well, athletic. This is a guy who's going to be all-star for years to come. And now these guys get to be the stars, because what they've done is, they've built up some guys who you didn't expect. Cedric Mullins, right, who we just saw in the WBC, who's become an all-star and a batting title contender and kind of came out of nowhere. I think you've got to give Brandon Hyde a lot of credit. Here's a guy who was there, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when they were losing 100-plus games and they had no business even being on the field with teams like the Yankees. And they have, you know, Mike Elias and their GM, they have stuck with Hyde. And that group together has really kind of slow-played this and drafted and developed. The team they remind me of, and this would be a good sign for them, would be the Kansas City Royals, who I remember talking to Dayton Moore at the time, who was the GM, and Ned Yost, who was the manager in 2009, about Eric Hosmer, about Mike Moustakas, about Salvador Perez, and they were on a five-year plan. And without Madison Bumgarner, they wouldn't have just gone to, but won probably two World Series. The Orioles, to me, very reminiscent in the slow playing, very patient way they've done this. And I wouldn't be surprised, to your point, if they're right there in contention for a playoff spot this year and probably a year away from contending for the division.
Casey, your thoughts on Ohtani and Mike Trout being in baseball's version of purgatory?
No kidding.
You stuck, so to speak. You know, that team's not going to be a contender. But do they make a move that, you know, let's try to get something for these guys before we lose it and you're not going to get anything, especially Ohtani? Because he's going to be the first. Bobby and I have talked about this. He could be the first $500 million player in Major League Baseball. $500 million.
Couple things. Number one, the answer is no. They just came out recently. They're not even, their radio team is not even flying. They're doing all of their road games remote.
Okay.
They won't spend the money. So, you know, the last thing they're going to do is be able to afford Ohtani or go add anybody to get to Trout. So poor Mike Trout's about to be alone again.
Yep.
Because Ohtani's going to end up in New York with the Mets or Yankees, in Seattle with the Mariners, or in LA with the Dodgers. Far outside chance of San Diego, perhaps, maybe, if they don't get it done with Soto this year in terms of a deal. But I've said, for me, since day one, that Ohtani will end up a Yankee, and him and Judge will be making, they may never win, but the two of them will make the Yankees $1 billion. That's where he ends up. That's where he should end up. That's where the money is up the field. I'm going to stick with that. I think he ends up in New York. But to me, as far as this year is concerned, this is about where he ends up at the end of this season. Because what teams have an opportunity to do in July, guys, is to try and trade for him and to sell him for 2 months on why their team. You're not going to have to sell him if you're the Yankees could still trade for him, or the Dodgers. But he doesn't need to be sold on what it could be in Hollywood, you know, not, you know, offense to the 5 freeway in Orange County where he is now, or with the Yankees, right? But I think if you're San Diego, if you're Seattle, if you were the Cubs, if you're some other team that has a chance, let's say, to go get Ohtani, we're going to see which team is willing to do the most to try and take the risk to sell this guy for 2 months on not going out to free agency. And to your point, I'll say this. Michael Jordan, to me, is the best player that ever lived in basketball. But there's still Bill Russell. There's LeBron. There's Wilt. There's Magic Johnson. There's the late Kobe. There's other players. Ohtani is one of one. They're literally in the earth. Has never been anyone who's roamed it who has ever had the ability to do what he's doing on a baseball field. Zero.
Casey, I think the toughest division for me to pick personally would probably be the NL East this season. Because when you look at the top, it's top heavy with both Atlanta, and then you have the Mets, and you have the Phillies. And maybe, like, the Marlins could potentially make some noise. I mean, the Nationals aren't going to do anything this year, so you can just throw them out of the window. But who do you see winning that division? I think that's the most competitive division in baseball this upcoming season.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, and I think it's going to be really hard to be a Nationals fan because of that. There's going to be a lot of losses. Because especially when Bryce Harper gets back in the middle of the season, Philadelphia's going to go back to juggernaut status, and they may be the most dangerous at the end of the year, similar to what happened a year ago. I think you got to take the Braves if you're going with odds. And I don't mean like what they stand in Vegas, but what's got the odds to be the thing that happens most, it's probably the Braves for me. They have the least that is tied to directly health and age. They have a lot of younger players, the Spencer Striders of the world, certainly. You think about Michael Harris and some of the other young players that we saw last year. All the guys they got locked up, a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. who had a big day today, who to me is the guy who could be an MVP candidate. I think you have to go with the Braves. Does that mean that the Mets can't or the Phillies can't win the division? No. To your point, I think all three are north of 90-win teams, and that rarely ever happens. Again, a lot of losses coming to the Marlins and the Nationals this year. But I would say you'd probably have to give the slight edge to the Braves going into the year because they've got more depth of younger players, and that's going to be a factor later in this.
Casey, your thoughts on eliminating the shift in baseball? I think for me, man, it certainly is going to get more excitement to the game. And, you know, if you're a 250 hitter, it might bring you up to 275, 280. But I remember years ago, we had a guy that was the host here on Sports Talk, Buddy DiLiberto, and he interviewed Ted Williams in Korea. You know, and this was Ted's second stint that took away some time, certainly from his Major League Baseball career. And Buddy brought up the fact of, you know, you spend the time here and serving your country. And he was like, listen, I got no regrets about that. He said, you know what my regret is? The shift in baseball. I'd have hit 400 more than once if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I look at he and the late Tony Gwynn, probably two guys, right, that you think about with that 5.5 hole that Tony used to hit it through. Look, I look at it two ways. I think it's unfortunate that we had to get here because nobody told Buddy Ryan he couldn't use a 46 defense. Nobody told Bob Huggins he couldn't run the press or Jim Boeheim he couldn't run a zone. You had to find a way to beat it, right? So that should have been where we were. And in this millennial day and age of where we live in baseball, with analytics being more paralysis by analysis in terms of the, you know, the hit tool, the launch angle, we were in a place where we had to do it. I do think it's going to help. Do I think that it's going to be more difficult than people think to have left-handed hitters now go ahead and have old dogs, new tricks, because they have been so ingrained day after day, time and time after in the cage, guys, for now 3, 4, 5 years running. This is what I have to do to beat the shift. Got a launch angle. Got to find a way to get over the wall. I can't hit it on the ground. To now go ahead and sit there in an off season and think that all of a sudden those guys are going to become average hitters. They may actually have less success, not only on the average side, but hitting home runs, just because they're having to learn how to do that on the fly and go back to what basics might have been for them, let's say, before they got out of college. I don't think it's going to be that easy. But I think 3 to 5 years from now, as guys who are coming into the league, the younger players now know that this is the way it's handled. You're going to see this change come. So I don't think it's going to be as drastic and as quick as people think. I think it's more 3 to 5 years out. But I think overall it's going to be really good for the game.
Casey, I can't really call this a preseason prediction anymore because it's opening day. But if you had to look into your crystal ball right now, look, you know, 6 months into the future in October, who do you see hoisting the World Series trophy?
Don't tell him Astros. He's the biggest Astros fan in the world. Don't tell him
we're
Houston.
Repeating, but I'll let you answer it.
I think the Astros, look, I'll tell you what. This is the biggest have and have not year I think we've ever had, in terms of that there are basically 8 teams that should pay attention, and the rest of them, you should just pay attention to fantasy players because they got no shot. If you're not in Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, maybe St. Louis if you want to sell me on it, San Diego, L.A., and then New York, Toronto, Houston, Seattle, and a couple of those are kind of outskirts of town, don't even show up. But I think we're right back to where we were last year. I'm going New York and Houston in the American League for sure. I think those are the two best teams. And in the National League, I do think it's going to come down to Atlanta, and I think it's going to come down to San Diego. But I'm going with the Braves, guys. I mean, I really think, look, I think you go back to the last few years as a whole, how consistent they've been. People forget the Braves were sitting there and at one point, you know, had blown a 3-1 lead in a series against the Dodgers, in which they could have went. Then the following year, they went and won the World Series. You know, last year, they catch the Mets and pass them at the end, and then they go out in a short series where, guys, anybody can lose 2 out of 3 and kind of go home. I think the Braves are the team to beat. I really do. I think their depth on that roster and the job Alex Anthopoulos has done is amazing, and I'm picking a repeat of the World Series a couple of years ago, and I think it's going to be Braves over the Astros.
Casey, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we really appreciate it always, man. Great insights, and, man, we'll have you on so much during the baseball season to talk more about it, but you did a great job. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Always a pleasure. Enjoy, and happy baseball season to you.
All right.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. That was Casey Stern, Major League broadcaster. Host of Unfilter on the Believe Podcast Network. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.